Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Epic Flora Project, episode 31. We have been away for a while. My fault. I'm in the process of changing jobs, so a bit tired.
Choo
But I
choo.
can't. Yeah, well, we'll get into that another time. I can't do this fantastic show without my best buddy and good friend, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, mate. I'll send you the 50 quid later on, all right?
So, this is a bit out of the unusual for us. What it is, this is not going to be an episode about Florida at the moment. Well, it is, sort of, but what we're doing is going to be a bit of a crossover with another show we do, Epic Haunts. We have just recorded, and we thought, because Epic Florida Project has been a bit neglected by myself recently, so I'll hold my hands up, I thought we'd do a show for Epic Haunts, and we'll put it on this feed as well, so you guys can see what we do on the haunt side. And we will be back. I promise we will be back with some more news, because at the moment there's not much news happening in Disney Universal. It's mainly Halloween stuff, and that's the reason why we've been doing Epic Haunts. So if you could, watch this, enjoy it. If you like it, definitely subscribe again to Epic Multiverse. We have changed the name again, sorry, on YouTube. Follow us on the Epic Flora Project on Twitter, Epic Haunts on Twitter. And I believe, is he a TikTok? Yes, it's a TikTok for Epic Haunts.
Yeah, Epic Haunts. No, it's just called Epic Haunts. It's really easy.
Okay, right, there you go. So, yeah, it's a bit out of the norm. So now this intro is going to end and the Epic Haunts will start again. So if you could do us a favour, we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye, guys.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Epic Haunts. Right, that was a really bad accent by me. Yep, it's your host, Phil, and I can't do this on my own. But the other person, the multimillionaire Gaz, unfortunately, is away again. He's on secret duty with the wifey at a fantastic barbecue. So I can't do this on my own. I need the man who knows more than any of us in this group. So, Simon, how you doing, mate?
I'm okay. I'll keep it PG. I'm sweating something off at the moment. It's got a little bit warm over in the UK at the moment, so we're doing this in the mid-afternoon to try and get out of the way so we can relax for this afternoon.
It's gonna be they are day. Acting like it's never been this hot before.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah,
our houses are not so, built for this, are they?
Yeah, but there's so many weather videos proving but from the BBC and that we used to have these temperatures all the time. And interestingly, they used to call them orange instead of red. But that's a conspiracy show. So if anybody wants a conspiracy theory podcast, by all means, come and join us and you can do an epic conspiracies. But yeah, we're not doing it. No. Right. So, Simon, so we're going to get into this, everyone. We've got the UK haunts and then obviously we're going to talk the latest news from Hello Screams. Yet again, if you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe to the new channel name that I can't remember.
Epic Multiverse.
Yep. Like the video, comment down below, and press that bell notification for when new videos come out. And then any podcast app out there, if it's got a way of giving us some love, five stars.
Reviews, or follow, like, subscribe, whatever
stuff
they do, and whatever podcast app you use, be great.
And finally, share us to your friends and family. Get us out there a bit more. Okay, Simon, so where are we starting?
We'll start with the UK haunts.
Can you screen share? Is it letting you?
Yes, I'm just popping it on now. I'm currently sharing my screen, I think. Just the actual screen. I don't know. Can you see it okay?
Yep, I can see it all.
Yeah, so this is a list of UK haunts from a website called Big Family Little Adventures.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah. The ultimate Halloween scare events for teens and adults of 2020. So if you're ever wondering what how many haunts they are in the UK, here is the list. We'll put a link for the for this website so you can go on it, because it gives a description of every single one. I'm just going to quickly run off for the podcast side for the listeners of what haunts are where. Or not where they are, but what haunts like they are. So we've got Alton Towers Scarefest. It's an obvious one. There's one called The Bunker Below. Got the Cursed Fright Nights. Dr. Fright Halloween Nights. There's some really complicated
ones. Yeah, say that.
Fairground Flight Frights. Farmageddon. Personally done that one. That's okay. It's pretty good. Farm of Terror. Fear Factory. Fear Island. Fear Screen Park, Frightmare, a new one for this year, according to this. Fright Nights at Howl's Eve Gate.
We'll have to look into that. Another episode.
You've got Fright Nights Thought Park. That's a staple. I know. Not one of the best, I believe, but it's there if you want to go and do it. Hallow Horrors, Halloween Scream, Hallow's Scream, Hallow's Tween. Something really. Hellfire Caves. I wonder if that one's related to a certain
Mr. project. Lucas.
where we got Horror at Hinchbrook House. Is it Hinchinbrook House?
Yeah,
Horrors of the Wild, House of Horrors, The Howl, Journey to Hell, which if you don't know, that's Blackpool. Kent Scare Ground, Paschal's Del Terror, that's in Blackpool as well. Primeval. I thought that one actually disappeared, but it must be back on for this year.
I thought that was a TV series.
Yeah, but if you're not watching and you're listening, Evil is in capitals. The rest, the Prime is just in normal letters. The Project.
They've got that name wrong. It should be the Epic Project.
Psychopath Presents Fearground. Is that Quirks Adventure Fright Park?
It's Quex. If anybody's wondering.
Satan Slammer, and that sounds like a good one.
Sounds like a drink.
I know. Scare Ground, Scream Park, Scare Kingdom, that one in Blackpool. Blackburn, sorry. Scream Aloud, Scream Park, Scream Camp, Scream Factory, Scream Fest, Scream Fields. Scream Fields. Imagine if that's just a dancing one over the whole
night. Sounds a bunch of pillheads at teens concert.
It's a very European thing, that, isn't it, Scream Fields, but Survival Zone, Sanctuary, Terror Island, Seance.
Millions.
Shocktoberfest, be experiencing that for the first time this year. Spooky Tours, Spooky World, Stourbridge Scare Maze, The Trail of Terror, Walsall Scare Maze, Walton House of Terror, Extreme Scream Park, Zombie Infection, and Zombie Uprising.
We've got to say, I'm looking forward to Shocktoberfest, mate. I'm just hoping that Bunny Boiler doesn't show up.
Well, we won't mention that bit again. But like I said, we'll put a link in the description if you want to think, because I'll just quickly scroll down. It shows you each individual park or what event it is, where it is, the location, its address, and the quick description. So get yourself onto the website.
So it's that bigfamilylittleadventureco.uk, is it?
Yeah, I'll send the link. Link will be in the description for you guys. So talking about Extreme Screen Park, as you can probably see, I've just flicked it over. They currently have 10% off all tickets. So if you want to go to this park, I should really look at where it is, but I did pop up on my notifications that they're offering 10% off all tickets. So get them while you can, get them a little bit cheaper. Show some love for some local UK haunts.
Listen, obviously, if any of our American friends are coming over to UK, you can see there's quite a lot for them to choose. So do a bit of homework and see which ones near you and best for you.
Yeah. So like I said, everyone thinks that the UK haunt scene is pretty small. You think you automatically think of your Blackpools, your Alton Towers, your Thought Park. And that's just took nearly five minutes to read out them all. So it just shows there's a lot of UK haunts. There might be some missing. I'm just going off what's on that website, because I noticed that York Maze wasn't on there. They do have a screen sometimes. Whether they've got it going this year, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll let you know. But there you go. So the UK haunt scene is starting to pick up steam.
Fantastic. So see, people, I know in the last few episodes, we haven't really said much about the UK haunt scene. It really has been on America, but America's been pretty quiet apart from one bit of news. And that one bit of news, obviously, is the amazing. And by the way, there's our Epic Haunts page on Twitter. Go and check it out at Epic Haunts. Show some love. We've got further down, because it was on there, but it's moved off of it, and there's a lot of stuff for me. We've actually got some news from Hello Scream Orlando. I'm going to put the video on now quickly. Have a quick watch of it. If we get a strike on YouTube, it doesn't really matter. We can just get telling off, won't we? But yeah, look, Hello Screams, we're advertising you, mate.
I will just give you a quick warning that it does come out quite loud, so you might want to just turn your volume down a little tiny bit.
That is Twitter, unfortunately. That's their control. So I'm going to volume it right down to that and hope that fixes it. So here we go, people. Yeah, again, if you're listening, if you want to check us out on YouTube, you get the visuals on YouTube as well on Universe 111, Epic Multiverse. Fantastic. Got to say. So there we go. Let's get the news up. So what's this one called again?
Beneath the Ice.
Yeah, so it's you've got the three things. We've got the Ice House, Frozen Terror, and the Tormented Bar. So let's get into it first. Newly reimagined Beneath the Ice House. I've heard from a lot of people, apparently this was the best house last year.
Yeah, this year, that last year. But the thing is, last year was Icebreaker open then?
Couldn't have been, because it wasn't open when I was out there in December.
Yeah, so obviously this was in where Icebreaker is now, around where the Arctic area is in SeaWorld. So I believe they actually use part of the Expedition to the Arctic queue. I'll try and read this as quickly as I can, the best I can. In the icy wilderness above the Arctic Circle, a research facility was lost, buried under snow and cut off from the outside world. Something compelled you to join the rescue party, but doubt is creeping in. Was that laughter or the wind?
Oh, that shiver the wind if I get scared.
That shiver you feel isn't just from the cold. The chambers aren't just frozen tombs. They're pulsing with unspeakable horrors, and you have to stay frosty and alert to survive. I want to stay frosty. That just doesn't sound right, but never mind.
Great.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything on this other than what we're showing on the screen.
Yeah.
I've avoided everything for it. But she looks quite terrifying.
As I said, I've had people message me, even Brian Cavallio. Brian, if I said it wrong, please send me a voice clip and tell me I'd say your name properly, your surname right. We're British. We read things obviously differently. But it looks really interesting. Back! Sorry about that, people. Family matter. So where did we get to, Simon?
We talked about the house and how we feel about it.
As I said, Brian got older than me. And tell me he said his name, but he said it was the best one there. And I've heard it from quite a few people. So we move across to the reimagined Frozen Terror. Now, Alive in the Ice Scare Zone. I wonder what they've changed about this, because this is the problem. We haven't seen anything.
No. So the blurb is, you might think you're in a safe place from the snow-entombed research facility, but you're not free from the frozen horrors. The inhospitable, I hate that word, Arctic wasteland is swarming with ice, subhuman walkers. They may have pickaxes and shovels, but they're not here to dig for survivors. They're here to turn them into one of them.
Oh, yeah, on the video, so you see the guy scraping on the floor.
Yeah, it's a zombie. It's a zombie frozen land. I think that's where you get most of the shots from that commercial. I don't know what to make of this one. Zombies, ice.
Well, if it's in the Arctic area, you've got the facade already of ice. What's brilliant.
Yeah, but the only thing that annoys me, and I'm going to say this now, it actually annoys me when you see it in the Booty U Parade at Mickey's Not So Scary, is the scraping of shovels on the floor. The effect works great when it's a new and it's sparking, But they're just scraping it for this, for the noise effect. It's like putting nails down a chalkboard for some people.
It's also they've got to do a lot of work on their floor to fix it.
Yeah, and it's also, think about it, swinging this, I think it's going to be busy. They're not going to be swinging that shovel that much. So I personally would have thought, well, instead of using shovels, just grab the bloody chainsaws.
Well, that's what I was about to say, though, mate. Maybe they're just, you know, chainsaws.
Trying something, yeah,
something different. As I say, just because we saw shovels doesn't mean the shovels might be different this year. There might be something different to them. We don't know.
But it does say it. But it does state in the blurb there they have pickaxes and shovels. So I think
it's different. They're trying something different. Yeah. They don't want to be Halloween Horror Nights. So yeah, in a way, when you think of chainsaws, the first place you do think of is Halloween Horror Nights.
But the thing is, they're not going to be able to scare you with a shovel by scraping on the floor outside you, because they're not going to get near you with it. That close,
maybe
it can
the
really
shovel's
hurt.
There. Maybe the shovel there is for the people who really do get too scared. And they need to clean up.
Maybe, yeah. Well, maybe. I won't be doing that job.
Anyway, we're moving over to the next bar. And as you know, I've said on TikTok, on Epic Haunts, that I plan for all of us to do at least one signature drink from every bar. So we're moving over now. It's called the Tormented Bar. Clearly going to be exactly the same as last year. Again, not knowing much about it. Do we know the signature drink for this one?
I'm not seeing anything about the signature drink, but it does say this is one place where a cold frosty one is a good thing. Take refuge from the winter terrors of the Arctic hellscape outside and do a little refueling here. If you're feeling mischievous, you can even join in and frighten your fellow where they're braving the horror beneath the ice.
We're going to change it to explorer.
You can join in and frighten your fellow expeditioners while they're braving the horrors beneath the ice. That sounds to me like you can get involved with maybe some triggers in the house. Maybe.
I think I've heard that little rumour for that. I don't know if it was Alan Screens or it's a UK horn. There's things you can do.
Sat in the bar and they've got a live feed, because I know they do it at Pashas del Terror in Blackpool. They have a live feed at the exit. And the main final room, which I'm not going to spoil it for you, because it's been a secret for 25 years and I don't want to spoil it. But you have to push your way through a door to get out. And as you come out, there's a camera on that exit. And the faces and the screaming that people do coming out of that door, it's brilliant. And if they're doing something like that where you can actually interact with that by actually causing that scare, that's a nice little touch. But we'll get back to you on that one when that one's done.
I'm hoping we've got two bars so far. We've got the Pirate One and this one. I'm hoping there's like I can't see there being many different choices of beers. I'm hoping some sort of cocktail or shot.
But I think there might be quite a few, because the Craft Beer Festival does finish on the 8th or 9th of September.
Do you know, I don't get out with them. I would have kept that going on through the daytime.
They probably will. They probably will. You don't know with the SeaWorld. They change their minds quite often. And if you are listed SeaWorld, do it. I'll be glad to get one of them lanyards again and use that over the couple of days.
My friend had the December when they do their food one as well. And I'll tell you what, they did some very good portions with the lanyard. It was really impressive.
Yeah. Well, I've just had a quick look. The clues are dwindling down a little bit. We're now down to still got 20 odd. So some of them haven't come off. I don't understand why. Because they haven't actually announced a roller coaster with this one, did they?
No.
But it does show on the website, Coasters in the Dark, and the picture that's showing is Icebreaker. So it looks like Icebreaker is going to be open for Howl Scream as well.
Yeah, you got that correct. There's not really much more to talk about, is there?
Not really, no. We've got teased by HHN Nightmares, saying he's going to put up another map. And literally just put the Google Maps of Universal, which was, I thought was great.
It was a funny joke, but it also makes you think they're gearing up for this week for an announcement.
Well, let's quickly just go over what's been happening with Halloween Horror Nights. We've not had an announcement now for 3 weeks. The event is literally 47 days away from recording. And we still need 7 houses, all the scare zones, and the shows to announce, and multi-night tickets.
I can see a scare zone in a house and maybe tickets this week.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, because I've given up predicting what this social media team are doing. Yes, I know the rumours are out there that one of the IPs has gone. And for the people who are saying that IP is gone, they're not going to have time to put one in, all I'll say is Scream 25. Literally, they filmed the short, the commercial with the Ghostface in it. They had it all ready, and they pulled out 3 weeks before the event, and they turned that house round in 3 weeks. Yes, they put the purge in it, but they can do this. So people are saying there's only going to be 9 houses. No, there's still going to be 10, because it's still saying 10 on the website. Until they change that, they're going to put 10. Universal will not go back on what they've already said.
Yeah, as I'm going to say, there's obviously been a few, because obviously the rumour, what looks like is very true now, Netflix has also pulled away.
Yeah, Netflix has pulled away.
So I like to say, I feel like to myself here, every year, I think they've probably got 20 to 30 houses prepared. Probably most of them are their own originals.
Yeah. They'll have a lot of concepts. Turning that concept into a house, yes, it does take time. Michaela said that at Spooky Empire. But when a house is already in development, it can easily be changed. It's only that it's the actors. Yeah, if it's for a specific house where it's going to be visually based on the characters, yes, that is where the problems are. But when it comes to an original house, they could just put a mask on. They could just put a head dot, someone makeup, anything.
It's a lot
more simpler than people are making out. And a lot of people out there are thinking, oh no, we're losing it all. No, when Universal says it. Yeah, they've lost an IP. It's looking like it's going to be 6-4 towards the originals. I'm happy with that. I know a lot of newcomers might not be, because they're so used to the IP era, but the originals are the best you will ever get. You can get stuck with... How can I explain it without being insulting to people who want to see IPs? IPs tell you that what you know. If you're going through Halloween...
What I was
going
to say, an IP, you're Halloween, going there.
Yeah, you're going through the movie. You're going through the series. You know what's coming. An original, you know nothing. But when you go into that house, you're given a storyline. You'll see it from the first couple of rooms, and the storyline develops all the way to the final skirt at the end. And you can see the story and the progression of the house, and that's what Universal do well. So if you're going in there saying, oh, there's not enough IPs, not stuff to draw me in, go to your local events, go to Halloween Horror Nights and look at the originals. See how creative this team is. And when it's talking about the team, I'm keeping the creative team and the social media team separate, because this social media team are terrible.
Just Simon's opinion.
I don't care. You can at me if you want, but the social media team, I know there used to be a schedule to everything, but if you're going to put a cryptic clue out, put something cryptic, not just put 26. That's not even cryptic. That's just being weird.
I've just got a tweet on my phone. Give me a few seconds, and then I'll make sure. Mm-hmm. No, funny enough, it's just on Epic Phil, and it's literally just shown the spec map joke they did yesterday. So it's come through on Epic Phil a day late. It was ridiculous. For a few minutes, and I thought, well, maybe we got a new spec map, and I was about to take us back to that, but obviously not.
No.
Let me sum up IPs now. IPs for me is nostalgia. I love looking at an IP more. I don't care about scares and IPs. I like looking at, like, wow, this is what it looks like. They've really done really well in the movie. And an original, you've got more chance of being scared because you haven't got a clue where anything's going to be and what it's going to be.
Yeah. It's like, no disrespect to the Halloween house. I know it's going to be Michael Myers. Or Michael Myers. Michael Myers.
Yeah, baby.
Michael Myers. What else is it going to be? A couple of girls screaming. But not expect the I believe the facade's going to be fantastic. I've heard that 7 out of 10 of these houses are going to have... I'm doing air quotes because I don't believe it, but air quotes of the Haunted of Hill House facade, which we didn't get to see. But that's the scale that these facades are going to be inside the houses. So
I have actually got one more thing to bring up. Oh, there's two things I'm going to bring up. First, I'm going to quickly screen share again. We're going to go back to the Twitter. Now, I don't know if Simon's watched this. Now, you remember a few years ago we had this epic horror story. Well, obviously now we've got the epic horror stories. By the way, Twitter, can you sort this out? When I enlarge something, I don't need you to start the sound straight away. Let it start from the beginning of the video, not 20 seconds into it. Very annoying. Just want to put out there to any social media thing out there, Facebook, anyone. It does my head in. Like, I want to watch them again. So this is American Horror Stories. Now, people, yet again on YouTube, you'll be watching this on the show. You're just going to hear it. So I also want Simon's thoughts. So Simon, do you know stories is like every episode's a different story, basically, maybe two episodes. So here we go.
This is my private dollhouse. There's only one way out of here, young lady, and it's not through any windows or doors. Cover your
eyes. People are the most interesting right after death. Step into
darkness. Something really weird is happening.
Ghosts? I mean, come on.
Is someone scared? Chicken.
There is not a serial killer that's gonna stop me from doing my thing.
I'm just gonna cut off your head with a kitchen knife.
That's psychotic.
You didn't think to mention the part where everyone dies or goes nuts?
FX's American Horror Stories, streaming.
Right, so as you can see, it streams from the 21st of, is it this month, I believe? Now we're just going to take the screen share off. Now, look, people on the shouting out, it's owned by Disney. I know it's owned by Disney. Before Disney, we obviously had American Horror Story. But Disney are not going to use this property apart from streaming, are they? They're not going to use it for anything else. How the hell does Disney not think about making a deal with Universal over this for Halloween Night? This thing is Halloween Horror Nights personified. Money.
I tell you, it's never money. I'm going to break the rule of not swearing. Bitchiness. They don't want the rivals to do better than them. It's simple as that. That's the mentality I've got with Disney.
You watch Disney that trailer.
But Disney wants to make money. Yeah. Do Disney want to collaborate with other companies? Yeah. Do they want to collaborate with their rivals? Hell no. And the biggest rival at the moment for Disney, not just in California, but especially in Florida, is Universal. Universal are building a brand new theme park. They know that they're going to struggle to get, they're going to take that market share, and they don't want to give them any more animation to take more money off them.
I just wish.
There also
really
is the deal. There is the other deal. There is a thing. Don't forget, Simpsons could be a bargaining chip, but I doubt they're going to throw.
Marvel's a massive.
So John, don't at us. We understand, but there's no way they're going to bargain chip over American Horror Story for Simpsons. But like you said, though, Disney are not going to use it. They're never going to use this kind of property for anything like that. Yeah, why not sell? Let other companies use the rights. They should do, but will they? I very much doubt it. It's the last thing on Disney's agenda.
The thing is, I know it's such a big show in America, but personally, if I was Disney, it's not Disney family brand thing. I know you've got Hulu in America, and over here we've got, what's it called, Disney something.
Disney Star, is it?
Yeah, stupid name.
But I don't know why they call it Disney Star, because I've got no child content on mine, and mine's still Disney Plus.
Yeah. But the sheer fact is, what I'm thinking, this is the type of show what is too adulty for the Disney brand. Sell it to Chromecast, let Peacock have it. I mean, I know it's making a bit of money, but to me, I feel like it's a lot of money they could waste, what they could put onto something else that's more family friendly for Disney.
Well, yeah, you say, I understand that, but you're saying that they sell it to another company, but that other company, they're going to get people who loved American Horror Story when it first came out. And still people do love American Horror Story. They're going to join Hulu just to watch this because it's only streaming only. It's what Peacock do. Peacock have got their own thing with Halloween Horror Nights. Why Peacock are not putting Halloween Horror Night now houses on there and have more in-depth Halloween Horror Nights content.
Well, we can do a whole show about that, about why don't they put the old... Mm. They must have recordings of the old Bill and Ted's and everything. It's oh, yes, mental. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not saying putting them all year, but if you put them on September through October, people will get people.
Not even have on year, just do a weekly stream or a weekly thing where every week up to Halloween Horror Nights, we're going to release a house and you can walk through that house full... Best quality but you can obviously, get.
They did that thing before the pandemic as well with the Puppet Master, whatever it was called. Not the Puppet Master. Whoops, that's a totally different movie.
Theater.
Yeah, but they basically walked you through it in that, and they've just stopped. They just gave it up because of the pandemic, I'm going to say. I thought it was a clever idea. Hmm. I mean, like, do you know that? Is it the tours you do for the daytime?
Behind the screens.
Oh, come on. When the whole thing is over, would you love in November to watch a few weeks just behind the screens with an expert walking around showing you the stuff, you know, all the things you may have missed when you was at the event. I say after the event because there's going to be people who want to go in there and do it themselves.
I agree with that, but then I'm looking this, I'm going to be,
or even a year later,
I'm going to be cynical, Simon, here. They won't do that as a business, because as a business they've literally sold out of six house tours in September. Behind the screens, there is no 6-night ones. Whether they're going to be available soon, but there is three house ones. So they're selling that. You put it onto a streaming service.
Let me change it.
Someone will go, well, I'm not going to look. Why would I want to go find that? Once I've been to the event, but
I've got it.
I can watch it for free.
But what if they did it a year later? So you've got the new event, and then they put last year's on. Because I'm telling you now, it's like football, mate. I love watching football, and people pee on TV all the time, as I say, on another one. But if I've got the money, I would rather go to the game. I'd rather still see it from my real eyes than on TV. A movie, I'd rather go and see it at the cinema than on my TV at home still.
Yeah.
So there is the core fans who do book these things, who have sold out the six park one, the six house one. They would still book it, so I don't think they wouldn't stop booking. There's people like me who could maybe not be able to afford it, Peacock, but you're saying they're losing money, but that may move people onto the Peacock app streaming site because it's cheaper to watch it on Peacock than they can actually be in there.
But to pay, what is it, $129 or $79 for the three park, $129 three house and a six house. $79, that's going to be what, 10 subscribers they need for a month? It's a no-brainer.
As I said, they're going to sell most out. I still think they are. And why are you losing out the extra money? I'm not talking about through the event. That is stupid. I'm after, or the year, you know, straight after the event, or the year after the event leading up to it.
I don't think so. I know we're going off on tangents, which we've not gone on one of these for a while. I personally would say no to the behind the screens, but show us the houses from the year before, because
wouldn't that be the same
houses
thing?
No,
people don't need to go to the event.
No, talk about this is the difference between a local hall and a mediocre hall and Halloween Horror Nights. Once some houses have gone, they've gone. It's very rare they bring them back. Yes, we've got American Horror Story.
Halloween.
Sorry, American Werewolf in London's come back. And now we've got Halloween. But the both have been in two completely different locations than before. And even Mike Ayello's come out and said, this is not the same as the original house that they did at Halloween from 1978. It's a new take. And when he says new take, I think that's their take. I think they're going to poltergeist this crap. And I hope they do. Because I think Halloween, with the imagineering, the creativeness of Halloween Horror Night creative team, I think we'll make a phenomenal house. Look at Poltergeist.
But this is the other thing I've just thought. This is why I say do it a year later. So six house tour. Right, so when the new main event's going on, now you've got people who are brand new who want to come to the event. Can you imagine if they're sitting at home on Peacock and go, oh, what's this behind that tour thing from last year? Let's have a look at it. They may go, oh, I want to go and pay for this. I want to see this for real myself. Because aren't you allowed to take a couple of photos in certain areas as well when you're in there?
It used to be freedom. You could take pictures anywhere. But now, because of a lot of IPs and a lot of influence from contracts, they are limited to what you can do. Originals, I think you can more or less film and record in nearly every room. When it comes to IPs, it's certain rooms, certain angles as well. People forget that. They won't let you take a picture at a certain angle because it gives away maybe one of the secrets. So, you can. Don't go in there thinking I'm going to take pictures of everything, because you can't. You are restricted to what you can take, because I think it was it the Exorcist house that caused a few issues? And since then, it's been the restricting. But no, I agree. We should get, I'd say, probably do it a year later. But I personally...
Yeah, I think that's the fairest.
I would say do the houses. And I would say do a documentary or a mockumentary on building the event.
Yeah.
Why not do one on building the event? There's an idea for you.
Yeah, because a lot of these people who imagine this stuff up, they don't get the recognition. Apart from the community, they don't get the recognition they deserve. They are at the level, to me, what Disney Imagineers used to be.
Mm. Well, it's the same for local and UK haunts and the local haunt down your street. A lot of time and effort goes into these events. Even if it's only one house, a little tiny 30-foot house that's got like five scares in it, and it's being run by your local newsagent or your corner shop guy, and he's doing this to help the community. He spent a lot of time prepping that, spent a lot of time getting it all set up. And people's ideas are being shown in these houses. Give them the love that they deserve. Don't just go, oh, well, that's crap. Yeah, well, it might be crap, but they put a lot of effort into that. And just go out there and try and enjoy and give support to everyone about it. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. If you like something, by all means, tell everyone you like it. If you don't like something, by all means, tell them you like it. But once someone disagrees with you, don't at them.
I don't mind if you have a disagreement and you have a fair chat to each other. You communicate fairly. Yeah. But when it gets insulting in that, it's like, grow up.
Keep your insults down the street. Don't. If you want to be one of them people, go and jump in a lake. Go and get fed by an alligator.
And don't get me wrong. I am very well known for winding people up on social media. It could be a job of mine. It's not about Halloween or anything. Sometimes if I see something stupid, and sometimes I'm just joking, but they bite so bad, I have to get the fishing rod out, and then I'll keep them going for ages. And finally they clock, I'm joking along with them. I had a football soccer one for you American fans with an Arsenal fan, went on for about an hour. Then he realised that I was just winding him up. And we just had a good chat at the end of it. We literally talked to each other normally again. So even if it can get slightly heated, as long as you can reel it back in and be agree to disagree or have a common ground with each other at the end of it, that's fine, because not everyone's going to agree on everything. We'll quickly move over to something else now, though. Now we've had that, was brilliant, by the way. I'd love to hear what other podcasts would think of that as well. The idea of Peacock and that. So totally off of Halloween Horror Nights, have you heard the rumor about apparently Men in Black is meant to be going? Getting changed for Ghostbusters? I suppose it can work.
I have heard it. I heard it a long time ago. It's been rumoured. Yeah. It would be... I'm going to say this with all the love and doing. Men in Black needs a refurb. It needs something. Whether it's a complete retheme or just an update.
I love Men in Black, but I you talk like a business. You have to start thinking, we're the older generation. There's two new generations under us now, Men in Black is just not a thing for them. Ghostbusters has just had a big movie out, and the second one is coming.
It's supposed to be even bigger as well.
Yeah.
I think if they retheme it to the new Ghostbusters, I won't have a problem with that. I know a lot of people might not like that, but Men in Black's had its day. To be honest, Simpsons has had its day.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love Men in Black. I love the ride. I love the shoot-up.
Things need to move in a bigger direction, not just at Universal, at Disney, at your local parks. Everywhere needs to revolve. Yes, we all love to go to where we spent our childhood. I spent my childhood at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. But they're introducing new rides, and some of the older rides are still low when I was a kid. And I'm still enjoying them now. But it's like the Big Dipper next year is, I think it's 100 and something year old. That roller coaster is a wooden roller coaster. That is a backbreaker at the end of the season. but it's still there. Would I be upset if it disappeared and put something else in its place? No. I want to see new things and new developments and new things to entice more people.
It's a common medium as well. It works with Ghostbusters. It's an original show, what used to be at Universal. So it's not like Ghostbusters has never been at Universal. We've obviously had the Halloween Horror House. We've had the Halloween Horror Nights House as well. And if you base it on Ghostbusters, say the first movie or the second movie, even second movie, I don't know if Peter Venkman and all that lot are going to show up for cameos. You can still cameo the original Ghostbusters into the shoot-up. Would it be a shooting game, though? Or would it be like... that's what I can't figure out.
Well...
because it'd be fun pretending to use a proton pack.
Yeah, well, there is a patent that they put out for Epic Universe for something to do with the wands. So you actually... the interactive wands actually do fire something out of it towards something. So that could be used for that kind of technology that they put a patent in. But don't forget, Universal put patents on hundreds of stuff a year. Whether any of them come to fruition is a different story. But Ghostbusters, I would love it to be the originals. But to be fair, I think Afterlife would twerk a little bit better into it. It would be a little bit easier to actually adapt Men in Black into the new one, because there's not many houses, not many ghosts in this iteration of it. But you could set it after everything's been done at the end of the film. But, I'm sorry if I want to spoil the film at the end, but
spoilers. Yeah. But obviously the next one coming out as well.
Something could have happened at the end of the film that releases all these ghosts into that area, and you've got to capture them all again.
Well, but that's quite interesting, because the second one clearly is showing it's going to be back in New York. And with the facade of Men in Black with all the buildings, that makes it a lot easier as well.
We won't go down that tangent. We'll leave that for another.
Yeah, because we don't know. Anyway, it's just a great idea. One very quick thing. I've only watched 2 episodes of it. I've seen a lot of reviews about it. And I'm 2 episodes in, and Resident Evil Netflix is terrible.
Yeah, I'm gonna force my way through it, I think.
I'm going to do the same, because I'd like us to review it in the future, because we reviewed the last movie. So I think we need to review this season. So... give us, review it. Yeah, a couple of weeks to get through it, and then we'll have a review on it. But
to be honest, for me, I might even just do it on the plane on the way to Florida. I might just bring it on there.
So maybe we'll talk about it in October.
Yeah, but we'll let you know what I think of it, because I was supposed to watch Black Phone last night. That Immaterial Lies. Because if you don't know me, I'm an avid darts player, and the World Match Play's on at the moment. So. My schedule for the next week is just that.
I was Lightyear last night, Disney fans, if you would like to think about it. 7 out of 10. It's not as bad as I've been told online by people, and it's not as good as some of the avid Disney fans. There's some silly things that happen in it, but what I wouldn't have done personally writing it. I'm not getting into the Tim Allen thing. I couldn't really care about that at all. The voice didn't really bother me. It's not meant to be Tim Allen's cartoon character anyway, so it's totally different. But the sheer fact was, as a movie, it was okay. Yeah. It was worth a watch.
Okay.
That's it. Well, but that's Disney, and we don't really care about Disney on here. I don't really care about Disney Mousetrap anyway. But so thank you everyone for watching or this episode on YouTube on Epic Multiverse. As I said before, press that bell notification so you know when new videos come out. Like this video on YouTube. It's free. Come on, guys. Comment down below what we've talked about today. Come and join in with us. We're on all good podcast apps out there as well. And hopefully we'll be back very soon, because I've got a feeling Halloween Horror Nights now really can't mess about. They have got to, and SeaWorld's Hallow Screens, they have got to start smashing out stuff. And I feel like we're going to have to do an episode soon, Simon, talking about when it's all out, Hallow Screams Tampa Bay.
Yeah, they have released a bit of information, but I was going to get a bit more together, so just do one episode on it.
That's what I thought, because we're not, I'm generally not going to one. Simon might go for a night, we never know. But it's something I'd rather just do a whole episode on them on their own. So, Halloween Horror Nights, I don't know if you listen or not. Come on, let's get going now. And Gaz, hopefully you'll be back on the next episode. Simon, thank you again. Some great debates on this, some great chat on here, some great information from you, mate.
Well, thank you very much. I do my bit.
And everyone out there, go and check us out on Twitter at Epic Haunts. As I said, we are on TikTok. I think it's, why don't I ever remember the TikTok off by heart? I think it's out either at Epic Haunts 666 or Epic Haunts.
Oh, well, I don't on the do right TikTok, one. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's doing quite well actually. Yeah, it's just that Epic Haunts. It's brilliant.
It's for the new kids. I'm not a new kid. I don't know.
Yeah, we're doing okay. We're doing on there. We're getting quite a lot of views on there. I'm basically, guys, it's me on there. If news drops, I quickly give you my review. I also talk about things like American Horror Stories, what I quickly did with Simon here as well. Just loads of stuff like that. So go and check it out. So thank you very much, Simon, yet again. Thank you for everyone who listened. Go and check us out. Tell your friends and family about us. And if you see us in any of the haunt events in the UK or USA, come and say hi.
Yep, definitely.
Simon, you know what to say.
Stay spooky.